This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And thanks for being here this afternoon as we cover a lot of different things happening around the Umpqua Valley. The focus today is the Umpqua Movement Arts Collaboration, and Summer Fry and Thomas McGregor. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks, Kyle.
Good to be here.
So, Summer, I guess, first of all, tell us a little bit about the history or the organization.
Yeah, so we are UMAC, or Umpqua Movement Arts Collaborative. We started our nonprofit over a year ago. It's based on a business I started about 7 years ago, the Diva Dancers, which is adult dancing in the community. We put on about 2 to 3 productions a year. They're usually themed. And it's open to all people, all levels of dance. Doesn't have to be like, oh, I have all this dance experience behind me, let me join. It's really beginner friendly. We're getting ready to put on a whole new show.
So how did you get involved in the whole world of dance?
Oh, well, I was a kid and my parents put me in dance, loved it, just kind of became my favorite thing ever, and then never stopped. I became a dance teacher, training under my teacher as a teenager, kind of taught there for 12 years, and then went and trained in college, did some traveling for dance in Israel, learned another dance style, and decided I want to start my own adult beginner dance troupe in Roseburg about 7 years ago.
So what's important about dance to you?
Oh, that's a loaded question, because so much. I think that the movement is so good physically, like, you know, dopamine, serotonin just makes you feel good. But I also really love the social aspect of it, because it's not a solo thing. So the community aspect, and then I think I like that it gets my brain going, because you're learning routines, you're learning choreography. So it's a whole brain, body, social thing going on. And the rhythm, I think, would be the final thing I'd like to say. I think, like, you've got so many aspects in there, but you're moving and learning rhythmically, which is pretty cool.
So looks like you are getting ready to do some new things.
Yeah, we're putting on a show, or production. I like to call them productions because they're not like dance recitals. We really have a theme. The theme that we have going is constellations, dances of the zodiac. So we will have one routine dedicated to a zodiac sign, and we'll hit all 12 zodiac signs in our show. It'll be in May, May 3rd and 4th. Out at the college, in the Whipple Center at Center Stage Theater.
And now, Thomas, how did you get involved in all this?
Life's a funny thing when you live in a small town and you suddenly find yourself learning about things and then suddenly asking yourself, those people are having fun. Why aren't I doing that? My wife was a part of the Diva Dancers, and then I was just looking for something to do. Had a stressful job and needed something to do, some place to connect, and that social aspect has been what's really great. And so I'm also, you know, a nonprofit manager, so somehow I find my way on another board of directors, and we're really figuring this out, and it's going well, and we're seeking more people to be dancers starting next week, coming to the studio and trying out some classes.
Do you feel like a lot of times men typically look at dance as something for women?
I've never danced. I am that guy, like a Steve Martin, can't clap and tap my foot at the same time. And I am finding my rhythm, as Summer would say, and finding myself in some of the best shape in my life. I've been doing this for over a year now, and my body has completely changed. It's completely responded in all positive ways. And a quote that hit me the other day is, you know, I'm in my 40s, and the body that you're going to be able to have in your 60s, 70s, and 80s, you got to start building that in your 40s, because your natural cycle of life just wants to do the opposite and start putting you down, and you got to get moving.
What is the maybe greatest benefit out of dancing for you?
the people. I think going to class and having those people to go to, like I've joined gyms. I've said, oh, I'm going to start running. I'm going to do this race. So I got to start running or I got to start doing this thing. But no, it's, you know, we're a community of people and it's really a gorgeous thing to have those people like, I'm so happy to see you. You've had a hard day. And they're like, doesn't matter. Where are we at on the routine? Let's get back into this. And like, you just put everything at the door and you're in this happy place where you're creating something. And that's what's really awesome about it. It's, I haven't had an outlet for art in my life. And so being a performance artist is a new thing, but it definitely is an art and it's just, it's people and fun.
So Summer, talk about how this is set up as a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, well, you know, we're actually hoping that we can continue to get funds and grants from the community, but we do also get our funds from the dancers who are participating and from our show, so when we have people come and see the show. But yeah, I also can punt that over to Thomas too, because that's kind of his world, if you have anything to say about that.
Yeah, so it is, you do pay a fee, like most gyms and things, and so, but it, you know, the fee's not exorbitant. If you do your comparison, you know, compare it to your Netflix bill or whatever a month, it's not the end of the world. But, you know, so we keep our nonprofit afloat with dancer fees, show tickets. But we're also seeking sponsors right now. So if you want your business or your organization to be seen by our audiences or seen on our social media channels or seen by our dancers, this is a time to learn more about us at umacroseburg.com.
And now how long has it actually been a nonprofit?
Technically, since the beginning of last year, so or maybe even December of 2023, so yeah, over a year.
Yeah, they got it all worked out with the IRS, and it became active in like the fall of 2023. And then I think Summer is really alluding to, we had our first official show in February of 24 and been going from there.
Now, you've got a preview week coming up next week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. I'm really excited about it. We call it our trial week, and it's really a great time to try out classes before committing, because how we have it set up is that you basically commit to a routine, which is once a week, an hour and 15-minute class. Practice that routine with your group until the show. We have about a three-month turnover or prep season. So before committing to those 3 months, it's really nice to try out a little bit of each routine with the teacher. So we have a $15 registration fee, which gets you into the whole week of trial week. We've got like two or three classes a day. You can try as many as you want. And then, you know, then we actually start the week after that.
Now talk about the diversity of types of dance styles, music styles, et cetera.
Yeah, thanks for asking, because we have, like, I think this season we have more diversity than any other season. So we have flamenco dancing, which is like a Spanish style dance. We have tap dance. We have jazz fusion, all different kinds of jazz, like lyrical jazz. We even have ballet fusion. We have hip hop. What am I missing here, Thomas? Oh,
I've gotten into Afro dance, which has been a lot of fun. It's just a lot of movement, and it really, your body feels so good after the Afro class, because it's, you know, it's just a lot of that up and down and side to side, and it's just a lot of fun. So I'm excited about that for this season.
Yeah, and then we have a heels class as well. So it's like wearing heel shoes and learning how to dance in those.
That would seem to be a challenge.
Yeah, well, I think so, but the instructor is so skilled, and she makes it simple enough, the movement simple enough that it's, and she really like works on building the ankle strength and all those things.
Now, do you find that people tend to be most comfortable with one or two styles of dance?
Oh, that's a good question. And I just want to mention, I forgot, and I'd feel so bad if I didn't mention, we also offer belly dancing. So yeah, people actually, so far, it seems like they love to try all the different styles. They might, one season, because we work for a few months, have a show, and then we'll start again. They might do belly dance and tap. And then the next season, they might try something totally different. But then, of course, you always have those dancers who really find their style, and they stick with that.
And do people, you've been doing this for quite a while, do people tend to really stick with dance for a long time?
Yeah, I'd say so. Like, you know, when I started this years ago, the Diva Dancers, we still have several dancers that are still dancing with us now. So it's almost a decade, and they, you know, some of them, it's just like their self-care, and they, yeah, they will never stop.
All right, going to take a break, talk more about it when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1, David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio at 4 o'clock. We're talking about Umpqua Movement Arts Collaboration, Summer Fry and Thomas McGregor in here this afternoon. So you've got a lot of different groups of dancers. We were talking about different styles. What about age ranges of people that are involved?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, we try to stick to adults, but we've got all ages of adults, you know, I think maybe in their 60s, I think. So, yeah, everything.
Yeah, we don't ask age a lot, you know, but it is impressive. There are people that are, you know, like I said, you want to keep your body moving, and they're doing it, and they're doing well in their 50s and 60s. That, you know, don't ask the age. But there's some 20-somethings in the class, but a lot of 30 and 40-somethings, and it's just a – I know at those ages it's hard to find a group of people to connect with, so this is like – you know, not only something new that people could do by starting with us next week in the trials week, but also meeting new people and just getting a chance to connect with other adults in the community. It's a big opportunity in so many ways.
So, Summer, how do you take this, maybe like you would playing basketball or running or something else, how do you dial it into your schedule for the average person who is shuttling kids around, or you've got two, you know, partners working or whatever? How do you make that a priority?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question, because that is a tricky thing. But the thing is, you know, when you have a commitment to something, it's because you're a commitment to a group, you're committing to a performance. So it kind of just becomes, you know, you have to make sure that you have the time to commit to it. But then, you know, there's not a lot of outside time committed to it. So you go once a week or however many times you decide you want to take the class, and everything you need to do for, you know, the show, you're doing in that class. We do have a little bit of rehearsals outside of the typical, you know, weekly time when it comes close to the show, but we try to limit those so that it doesn't, you know, inflict on people's schedules.
Now, you've got this performance in May, a couple of performances going on, but it looks like you're also working on things for later in the year.
Yeah, we're always working on other things, so we're already thinking about, you know, what are we going to do after that performance, talking about maybe offering another little short season like we just had now, where it's not geared towards a specific performance. So we just had our non-performance season where people could drop into different classes and just, you know, kind of only have to commit to that class and not a performance. So we'll do something like that again, maybe a slightly different structure where you're still committing to the classes, but not necessarily a performance. We're also getting ready for our Halloween production that we do every year at Backside Brewing. So yeah, working ahead of time.
So what kinds of things do you have in a Halloween production?
Well, we always like it to be a different theme for the Halloween production and to be as playful and over the top as possible. Like, we will decorate the warehouse out there so that you walk into the space and you're really in the whatever the theme is, you feel like you're a part of it. You know, and then we like to have other dance performers or even it's not always have to be dance, but other performers in the community come and join our performance. So we like to try to make some connections there and be collaborative. Sometimes we even have like aerial dancers, you know, hanging from the ceiling and hoops and silks.
You know, you guys are really maybe most known at this point for the diva dancers. How did that get started?
Yeah, well, I was, you know, like I said, I was interested in starting an adult dance troupe. What I noticed was there really wasn't an opportunity for adults to take dance classes in the community. And it's kind of like, yeah, just an untapped market, and my like passion for dancing. I wanted to continue dancing myself. I wanted to share it with others. So I just started teaching like drop-in classes weekly at a studio in town. Didn't even have a name for like diva dancers. I didn't have a plan for them becoming like this performance troupe. I just was teaching dance classes and people loved it and they wanted to perform. We found a little like performance at Henry Goes Wine, and then it just kind of grew from there. Our next performance was at Peace at Home. We performed for one of their galas, and yeah, just kind of blew up.
So, Thomas, how did you first get involved?
You know, suddenly you're at the kitchen table and you're looking across the kitchen table at a diva dancer. And then, you know, when people are preparing meals in your kitchen, they're preparing it for multiple diva dancers. And that's just the way life goes. But yeah, again, it was an outlet. I was looking for myself, something to commit to. I was, you know, managing my weekly schedule around my wife's commitment. Oh, I got to do this on Tuesday night. I got to do this on Thursday night. And I was like, well, wait, why can't I do a dance class on Monday night and Wednesday night? And so, you know, kind of managing things in the household and kind of creating some equity there, right? And but at the same time, it looked like a lot of fun going to the shows. They're having so much fun. They have so much camaraderie. You know, I'm also involved in, you know, a vaudeville crew at Oregon Country Fair. And it's just like the way people get when they put together a show, a piece of art, and it just allows such a natural outlet for your passion. And it's scary, you know, but at the same time, isn't that what life's great about, is taking positive risk and then having positive rewards attached with risk? So, you know, it might not be for everybody, but at the same time, don't discount yourself. It may be for you something to try. And this season's going to be cool because we're going to be at Umpqua Community College. So this is in a genuine theater with serious production values. And we're really excited about being out there at the college and having the show in May.
Now, Summer, one of the things I noticed, I didn't have time to print it off, but I glanced at like 11 pages of just the level of artistic expression, but also sort of the level of quality that you're going for. And I was kind of amazed to see, you know, everything so detailed out as to what you're expecting out of people and what you're hoping they achieve.
Yeah, well, I mean, just after doing it for so many years, we get better and better and we figure out, you know, we add more to, this was originally the Diva Doc and I created it, you know, years ago, and it got a little longer with a little more detail, but then thanks to Thomas here, who really just helped flesh it out and build it to a greater, you know, amount of details. It was really, really pretty awesome.
It's a lot of fun. We're kind of building a business for the community, and that's the founders of the organization. They named it a collaboration because they really, so reach out to us and let us know how we can collaborate with you, and you know, what are other places for outlets for creativity and putting on performance? We want to support this new nonprofit and make it something everybody in the community owns. With all these new performance spaces we have in our town, let's fill them with people of the community performing in the community.
And I was amazed as well as to how many different people you had teaching classes.
Yeah, that's been growing over the years too. You know, it started with just me teaching, and then I would meet other dance teachers, or, you know, just through making connections. And so it's just been so great to connect with different artists, and then, you know, all of us collaborate together. So we have some really skilled, talented teachers who all have their own niche. And it's really fun for dancers too, because they can, you know, maybe gravitate towards this teacher or that teacher just because of their style or their personality or the way they teach. So we have so much variety.
So talk again, we've got a couple of minutes left on Inside Douglas County about what's going on next week.
Our trial week? Yeah, so we have a week of classes that you can just try out with little commitment. $15 registration fee gets you into any class you want to take. You can look at our schedule on our website, umacrosberg.com. We have evening classes Monday through Friday, and then after trial week is when classes actually kind of, the commitment begins to the show, and so then that's a great time to really see what you like.
And then talk again about what's happening in May.
In May 3rd and 4th, we have our performance, Constellations, Dances of the Zodiac. We will be having an evening performance on Friday, and then
Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much. On Saturday, and then on Sunday, we have a matinee performance. And that's at, it's kind of like, and I don't think this theater is used very much. It's called Center Stage. It's in the Whipple Building, but for reference, it's across from Jacoby Auditorium.
All right, so a lot going on there. And Thomas, if people want to get involved in other ways? What kinds of things can they do?
Yeah, I think the first step is just going to umacroseburg.com and learning about our troop. There's so much information on that website. Also, again, we're looking for 2025 sponsors. So if you want to have your company out there sharing that you love culture in Douglas County, you love the arts in Douglas County, and you love healthy places for people to explore their wellness, and you want your brand associated with that, you know, contact us through the Gmail site on the website, and we'll get you hooked up as a sponsor for 2025 and Umpqua Movement Arts Collaboration.
And that could be companies, but that could be individuals doing that as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I know there's a lot of individuals in this community. As you get into those later years, the Uncle Sam wants to take more of your money. Well, give it to something that you want to see grow in your community, you know? So make a donation or get your name out there and get it associated with positive, culturally rich things.
All right, it's Umpqua Movement Arts Collaboration. Summer Fry is the creative director. Thomas McGregor, part of the organization as well. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.